Glenn Roberto, who is here from the Connecticut Air and Space Center, and you were just saying this is almost a perfect lead-in because you have some Sikorsky aircraft. That's incredible. I didn't know that, Len. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. First of all, for people who don't know, where are you located, the Connecticut Air and Space Center?
We are based at the airport, at Igor Sikorsky Memorial Airport, right on Main Street. So, in Stratford, and that's a really cool thing because that allows us to have airplanes fly in right there. We have a ramp, we have an open space, we have display aircraft inside and outside, so that allows us to have events like this weekend.
That's amazing, and we are definitely going to talk about this weekend and the event that's coming up over both Saturday and Sunday.
And tomorrow,
yes. The only thing I want to talk about first, though, is your center open all year round?
Yes,
it is.
Every weekend.
What can people expect if they come and visit any time throughout the year?
Yeah, well, we focus on the contributions of Connecticut to aviation history, and Stratford in particular. We talk about, you know, Gustav Whitehead. He's a forgotten, almost wiped out of history, early pioneer of flight. He emigrated to Bridgeport in 1901. He flew in Bridgeport-Fairfield area. He also came here to Long Beach to test fly. There's many people that saw him fly, so we talk about that. And then the main thing we have is our Corsair fighter, which was built here. That was a Vought Sikorsky merged company aircraft, World War II. We have one of those on display. It's our centerpiece. 7,000 were built in the plant right across the street from us. So those buildings are still there. It's
incredible.
An iconic airplane in history, and we talk about that. And then we also talk about, obviously, Sikorsky, his contribution, the first flights of his helicopter testing happened right there on site, and we have five aircraft, vintage Sikorsky helicopters from the 50s and the 70s. We're restoring a couple more, so we have quite a bit of history of Sikorsky to talk to people about.
Yeah, certainly. And the other thing that always stands out to me is, have you ever connected with, not to put you on the spot, Len, but have you ever connected with Ann Fialka?
Yes.
In Easton. I was wondering. Yeah. She is like a legend.
Yep. She came to we have a Whitehead event every August.
Yeah.
And she came a couple of years ago.
Because she took flight with Amelia Earhart.
Absolutely.
When she was a
kid. Yeah. And Amelia was in our hangar. We have a 1929 Curtis Flying School hangar. That's where our museum is really going to be once we get going on our reconstruction. And she was there. In the late 30s for this contest, and Anna flew with her.
She's amazing. She's such an incredible human being. I've had the opportunity to meet her. Yep. She went to the same senior center as my grandmother, so we connected years ago. Yeah, she definitely was. And I'm curious, this weekend, really amazing event happening, and there's a lot of buzz around it. Talk about what's going to be going on.
So today, actually, we have two aircraft flying in today and a couple more tomorrow. So we're going to have three World War II aircraft that you can purchase rides in. A P-51 Mustang, one of the most famous aircraft ever, and then two training aircraft that you can purchase rides in. We're going to have also two or three others visiting, just coming in on static display. You can walk around them. You meet the pilots. If you want to purchase a ride, they'll be flying multiple times during the weekend. So even if you don't want to purchase a ride, you can still come down, see them fly, smell them, hear them start up. It's really amazing to see these vintage warbirds fly. So
it seems like you guys have events like this, though, throughout the year. I notice a lot of times you have these really in-person, touch, feel, hear experiences for people outside of what the center already offers. And I think that's a really neat opportunity. So I want to make sure that people don't miss, whether it's this weekend or what goes on throughout the year. Do you have things listed on your website?
Yes. Yep. We have a big car show in September. We have other events planned. Some things, sometimes they pop up quickly and we just schedule it. We do a lot of promoting. We've had the Connecticut Air National Guard visit us with a C-130. We have a Whitehead event. We have a helicopter day. We have a Sikorsky helicopter day in July. So, but the other really cool thing about us is that anytime we have aircraft that are open. So kids come in and they can sit in a helicopter. They can sit in a plane that served in the Vietnam War. And they love that. And
they don't even realize the history they're sitting in, but that is so cool.
When they walk in and we say, hey, do you guys want to sit in a helicopter? Do you want to sit in an airplane, in a cockpit? And they just light up, and that makes our day. So
totally.
We've had schools visit. We've had a couple weeks ago, we had a fourth grade class visit from Terryville. And, we try to push that as well. educating the young people.
So. I love that. I think that's so cool. Len Roberto, what is your website if people want to connect, want more information, anything like that?
We have a Facebook page. It's okay. CT Air and Space. And our website is ctairandspace.org. And is spelled out, CT Air and Space. And we're on Instagram and we're on Facebook, and that's where we post all of our events and stuff like that.
Len, I really appreciate you being part of the Diner Tour. Thank you so much. I hope it's a fantastic weekend for you guys, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Thank you. Thanks
You're
very
much.
You're
very welcome. Very welcome. And again, that is the Connecticut Air and Space Center, and make sure you don't miss out on the cool events happening starting today throughout the weekend.